Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts. Show us what you got so you can win. Moth's Mega Minuteman. 10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Moth's Mega Minuteman.
All right. Hi, Siobhan in Chatham. How you doing today?
Good.
You ready to win some money?
Yes.
All right, let's make this happen for you. It's 10 trivia questions in 1 minute. Get all 10 of them correct, and you'll win that money thanks to DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm. So we'll start with a real easy one, I feel like. What month is the shortest?
February.
Correct. Where's the Golden Gate Bridge?
Pass.
What does MVP stand for?
Most valuable player.
Correct. How many days are in 3 weeks?
22.
Incorrect. What was Houdini's occupation?
Magician.
Correct. According to the movie, where do all dogs go?
To heaven.
Correct. What is the name of the van in Scooby-Doo?
Mystery Machine.
That's correct. What instrument is Ray Charles known for playing?
Piano.
That's correct. How many hearts does an octopus have? Dacnophobia is the fear of what?
Can you repeat that?
That's time. Carla, let's go through the ones you either passed or got wrong.
Sure.
Where's the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco,
yes.
California.
Sorry that we had to make you do some math. How many days are in 3 weeks?
7 days a week, 3 weeks, 21.
All right. Did you say Houdini was a magician or a musician?
Magician.
Yeah, you had that right.
Cool.
And how many hearts does an octopus have?
3.
Yeah. And dacnophobia is the fear of
getting bitten.
Yeah. So, all that to say, unfortunately, you did not win Moog's Mega Minute today, but we appreciated having you on, Siobhan. And now you know how it goes. You can try back another time. We do this every weekday at 8:40, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, have a great Monday and a great week. Oh, she's gone.
She's gone.
All right. So we'll do this again tomorrow, 8:40. Show us what you got so you can win. Moth's Mega Minuteman.
Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Let's do some little victories. Why don't you give us a call at 877-591-9696. What are you celebrating today? What are you excited about today as we kick off a brand new week?
I just feel like summer is upon us. Not yet. I know that it's still kind of like chilly outside. But
there's vibes.
I went running by the lake because I love running on just like by the lake.
Yeah.
And I passed by Buckingham Fountain, and you know how they turn it on Saturday?
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, this is like the start of summer.
No, it felt like it's Saturday. I mean, it was like 70-something. Even yesterday, it wasn't that warm, but it felt warm.
Yeah, it felt.
Now, Alexa lied to me. I said, what's the temperature outside? And she said, 54, but it feels like 71. And I was like, I don't know about that.
I don't know how accurate that is.
Yeah.
But it does feel like summer is upon us.
We're getting there.
People are starting to go outside. So, like, what are you happy about? What's warming your heart up?
Yeah, whatever that is, we want to celebrate it with our segment we call Little Victories. We're going to turn the radio station over to you, essentially. Coming up next, call us, 877-591-9696.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.